Yeah, I'm curious to see what the number is.
Of
how much
dead bodies?
No, will you quit with the bodies? No, the number of the amount of money
it's going to cost.
Yeah, I mean the huge financial impact.
Got to be billions, right?
Yeah.
Well, they shut down the New York Stock Exchange for a day or two.
Yeah, so it was up early today, by the way. In case you're interested in such things, seems pretty irrelevant in the big scheme of things, but
yeah,
glad you brought it up. Okay, so we are here at Geared Up. Todd, you got a moment? Because I want to talk to you. I mean, Todd owns a store. Todd has, what do you have, four? How many kids you got?
Four
kids. And of the four children you have, Todd, how many of your kids will be dressing up tonight for the holiday?
All four.
And what are the, do you know what your kids are dressing up as tonight for the holiday?
Lady Gaga.
That's your son?
Yeah, no. Exactly.
No. Okay,
well,
Lady Gaga.
Now, Lady Gaga is notorious for having many. I mean, she came out in an egg.
He's got to carry the egg around tonight. Bummer for him.
At one point. And then she dressed up as like an Andrew Dice Clay lookalike one time. So exactly how does one dress up as Lady Gaga when she doesn't really have any?
Which Gaga?
Man, I couldn't tell you which Gaga.
Okay, go on.
Okay. The other one is some kind of little troll-looking chick.
Wait a second.
Going as me.
No, I mean, what does that come from?
I don't know. It's this.
The Bride of Chucky or something? What?
It's Lily, and she's got this dress thing and this troll-looking head. It's kind of cool looking. Blue hair. Yeah.
She's going as Marge Simpson?
Maybe.
Okay. Go on.
And then one's a Pac-Man.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's.
Did you buy these or you had to make these costumes?
No, they picked them out with my wife.
Okay.
All right.
So you got Pac-Man. What else?
I really am. I'm not into Halloween, actually.
No. That's because it's the work of the devil.
Yeah.
You're
exactly.
A good Christian fella.
What's the other one?
The other one, he's like a Jedi.
Oh, that's not bad.
Speaking of, that's going to be in our entertainment report. Big news in Star Wars land. I'm very excited about this. If you're a Star Wars dork like I am.
Is your wife big dressing
news.
Up?
No.
Did you guys go to any Halloween parties?
No. No Halloween parties.
Is it true that shut all the lights off on Halloween and tell everyone to duck down so you don't have to give away candy to the kids in the neighborhood? Is
that is
true?
Not true.
That.
Okay. That is not true.
Look at this. I got the worst picture of this. I should tweet this out. This is something I saw on the streets of New Orleans.
Is that Godzilla?
This dude walked around like in these... I don't even know what it was, but he had like this spiky spine thing, and it was a devil hat, and it was freaking. I'm sick that I didn't get the front of it. I took like four bad pictures of this
person.
Was
that after like five hurricanes on Beale Street you saw?
No, I think that dude was relatively sober. I got to show you this picture of Parker. Christy sent me a picture of it. I don't know what I'd do with it. Parker is going tonight as an ostrich jockey.
Ostrich jockey?
Yeah, and I don't even know if that's like okay or not. It's just really weird.
What is an ostrich jockey?
It's like this blown up ostrich thing, and you see little legs flopping down that are fake.
Did
and you put
this?
It over. No, you bought it at the store, and you put your legs down through there so you can't see him, and it looks like you're actually riding an ostrich. It's bizarre. I don't know where he got it or why.
Send him over to Cage.
All I know is Christy spent a bunch of money on it, probably a Party City. That's her joint to go kick.
$500.
You didn't
Maddox,
make it.
No. I'm the only person that gets them made. I'll tell you that story in a second. Maddox is going as Iron Man, which is totally pimp. Okay, so my mother, one year, because she's a cheapskate, and this is the same woman who made me take a shower before she would take me to the hospital after I broke my collarbone when I was a kid. No wonder I'm the way I am. She says, we're not buying costumes this year.
Everybody's mother did that. My mother used to make us Halloween costumes.
Well, that would have been fine if it would have been that way from birth, but I didn't grow up that way. I grew up buying
Silver Spoon Boy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're $8, $12. You know, you buy them at, like, Target or whatever. You know, you throw it on, you get a little Hulk mask and all that crap. It's all good.
Another Target in Iowa?
Yeah, we had Target back in the day. We had Targets before Targets were cool. We had Walgreens back in the day, too, but not to brag. So, wow, that's really echoey because of the speaker. Anyway, so she decides she's going to make my costume. So here's my costume. She takes a black garbage bag, makes a cape out of it, paints my hair green, and paints my face white. And so I go door to door, and guess what I get?
What are you?
What are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What'd you say?
I'm the son of a cheapskate. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't say it. Yeah. So I got a lot of candy because people felt sorry for me. So that's a note to self. Dress your kids up crappy. The people feel bad because their parents are losers, and they'll give them a bunch of candy. Works out great.
You know, you better be happy your mother was there to even make you some kind of a
strange-looking. Just be thankful you had a costume.
You guys are lucky. I come from a shattered home. Chris and La Rock, real quick.
I was just calling to tell you guys, y'all are really funny today. Y'all are killing me. I don't know if it's Halloween or what, but I am laughing my head off today. Pat is just, y'all are just killing me. Really funny show. That's all I got.
Chris, thank you. That's nice. Now,
can't bring any information.
That's good, because I just got 45 people on the Keithley Service Coming Live fan feedback telling us we suck. It all evens out. We'll be back from Geared Up in a moment.